It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looks like a clinic on how not to do things on the baseball field.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporters with Tony Maz.
Brought to you by Big Y Grocery Store, T-Mobile, Needham Bank, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Jordan's Furniture, Integrity from Marvin Windows and Doors, TestTrips.com, Acura of Auburn, Anderson McQuaid, Direct Federal Credit Union, Gravely Lawnmowers, AceTicket.com, WFXD-TV, and Mohegan Sun.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The 1-0 line shot, scooped up by Scope to Beckham. That's one out at first. That's a double play, and that's how the ball game ends. Mookie Betts hit it hard, but into a double play, and the Red Sox rally in the rain falls just short. The final score, TC 7-6 tonight.
So there you go. There's the final call. Last night's loss to the Orioles 7-6 was the final. Welcome into the Baseball Reporters. It is Jim Murray in for Tony Mazzarotti tonight alongside Marshall Hook. And, of course, you can join the show at 617-779-0985. Got executive producer Jimmy Stewart behind the glass along with Billy Lanny. And, Jimmy, you can open up the phone lines now to the people as there is a lot going on here with the Red Sox over the last day. Just as a public service announcement, though, for those of you who might rightfully scoff and say why the hell is this guy who puts an asterisk on the Red Sox 71 wins and looking at this team as just destined for failure in the postseason, hosting this show that's all about the Red Sox tonight. He's a doubting a-hole. Why is he doing this? Well, all of that true, but I'm hosting because it's the summertime and people take vacation. That's what happens at this time of year. And just because I do doubt the Red Sox and their chances at a World Series this year doesn't mean I wouldn't mind being proven wrong. And I hope for their success, despite my pessimistic outlook about them. So with that, let's get into the last 24 hours for this team. Last night, 7-6 loss to the Baltimore Orioles. I think worth talking about for a few reasons. Mostly the disappointing performances by Drew Pomeranz, who comes back from injury, and Joe Kelly, who continues to flounder in the bullpen. And how really I think their lack of reliability is what led to the news this afternoon that the Red Sox have acquired Nathan Eovaldi.
Eovaldi. Pretend the O isn't there.
Nate Eovaldi from the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for AAA
lefty. Eovaldi pickup here.
Yeah, no, that's not it. It's not Ghirardelli.
Eovaldi pickup here.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's the ice cream from San Francisco.
Yeah, no, then the delicious chocolates as well. No, Nate
Eovaldi pickup here.
Nate Eovaldi from the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for AAA lefty Jalen Beeks, who, popped up at one point this season, looks all right, maybe projects to be a fourth or fifth starter. Either way, this guy, you may remember him with the Yankees, 2015-16, had Tommy John surgery, came back this year, earned run average so far with the Rays, 4.26. In theory, should be adding depth to the rotation, and I think a lot of it had to do with what's happened with Drew Pomeranz, who got his face ripped off again last night. Eduardo Rodriguez still on the disabled list. What's he going to come back look like when he comes back from that ankle injury? I like it in terms of depth, but is this – well, it certainly can't be it. I hope this isn't it. And last night during the game, we find out that the Yankees end up winning the Zach Britton sweepstakes, for lack of a better term, because the Red Sox were in on him. They obviously need some help in terms of a setup man and the bullpen, but the Yankees end up with Zach Britton. And I'm telling you, just as I'm getting ready for the show here, something I'm just reading about, because now we have Alex Cora and Dave Dombrowski talking about this move today for Eovaldi. And there's something, I just saw a tweet from Jason Mastronato with the Boston Herald that infuriated me as we're starting this show. Dave Dombrowski, in talking about this trade today, said the Red Sox, this is from Jason Mastronato on Twitter a short time ago. Dave Dombrowski said the Red Sox were in on Zach Britton and had the power to make that trade if they wanted to. felt Nathan Eovaldi was a better fit, which shows the desire to get someone capable of starting. You have got to be kidding me.
That feels like a lie.
It feels like... Well, I wouldn't be shocked because I
I'm sorry. Lying's too strong.
I often refer to Dave Dombrowski as like a used car salesman. Certainly looks the
monorail
part.
Guy.
The monorail guy is another good description of him as well from The Simpsons. But with the turtlenecks and the good hair and the ability to just take out daddy's paycheck and make a move when you need to make a move and continue to gut the farm system, that's infuriating to hear. I hope he doesn't believe that because that is not true. They still need help in this bullpen. Zach Britton, while a down year for him, would have been a decent fit. They had the ability to make the move. That's a crock. They don't. They didn't. And Eovaldi, this move today, I hope that they're not done, but even so, what's that even mean for what Dave Dombrowski can do between now and the trade deadline next week? Because it doesn't feel like much, Hook. And you and our email exchange on the Felger and Maz show this morning said, before you even hit the golf course and before this trade happened, don't expect much. And you were right, because Eovaldi, okay, it had some depth to the rotation, but you're not going to end up with one of these stud names that's going to help this team come the stretch and go into the postseason.
Not realistically. So when Dave Dombrowski gets out there and says, we had the ability, I mean, I guess in theory, technically, yeah, they could have traded Mookie Betts to the Baltimore Orioles to get, you know, Zach Britton. But realistically, they don't have anything to get. And I hate it when people say a Zach Britton when they really just mean Zach Britton.
Yeah.
But they don't have the ability to get a Zach Britton, meaning any reliever who is a top level reliever available anywhere in baseball. They don't have an ability to get any of those guys because they don't have the bullets in their gun to compete with these other teams. The Yankees made the deal yesterday. The Yankees still have more ability to make a deal than the Red Sox do. So far, the Cubs haven't made a big deal. The Brewers haven't made a big deal. The Astros haven't made a deal. The Phillies haven't made a deal. And every one of those teams are all looking for the same stuff you're looking for, and they all have better prospects than you do. So you tell me, how are the Red Sox going to win any of those trade negotiations when you look at what they're realistically willing to give up, which is, you know, prospects, money? They don't have enough of either of those things to do it. I mean, in theory, they've got the money, but we know they don't want to go over the tax cap or whatever the hell that thing is called. So they don't have the wherewithal to make the deal that these other teams do. Now, what is true is they do have Chris Sale, and they have these things that they acquired by giving away the prospects that other teams have, but they've developed none other. They haven't developed enough of their own players, and this is where they are now. So you're going to get whoever the reliever version of Nathan Eovaldi is, whoever that guy is, some name that you vaguely know that used to pitch for a team that you once watched, that guy is out there somewhere. That's the guy you're going to get.
And I'll tell you, looking at the last three World Series winners, it feels like you got to add a name if you want to get over that hump.
Yeah. Who's pitching the seventh inning for the Miami Marlins? Whoever that guy is, that's who you're acquiring.
So Houston last year with Justin Verlander, the Cubs with Aroldis Chapman the year before. And by the way, Cleveland, who made the World Series as well, they get Andrew Miller. He almost helps put them over the top. And then the year before that, the Royals make a deal for Johnny Cueto. It feels like you have to make a big move here. And it's 71-win Red Sox team. One of the reasons I kind of can't believe I'm sorry, sorry not sorry, is because it feels like there's a serious inability for Dave Dombrowski to go out there and to make one of these slam dunk kind of moves to put this team over the top and get them out of the first effing round of the playoffs this year. Everyone's getting better right now except for the Red Sox. This Eovaldi move, okay, again, adds depth to the rotation, but that's about it. That's it. Feels like this is going to be the last straw for Drew Pomeranz as well. Maybe he gets pushed to the bullpen. So I think we found out a little bit more about how Eovaldi's going to be used here and how this will shake up the bullpen. But really, some of these moves here in the last week, well, the competition, the A's aren't going away, people. So the A's add Jurys Familia to their... Do you scoff at the A's, Hulk?
No. I'm scoffing at something that I just said whoever's pitching the seventh inning for Miami, that's Brad Ziegler. Former Red Sox
there you go.
Trade deadline acquisition. So there'd be a guy whose name you vaguely know, who you remember used to pitch for somebody. You.
How about Addison Rhee? We can get him back from the Twins, too.
He's on the disabled list.
No, I know. He's had a bad year anyway. So the A's get Jurys Familia. Brad Hand from San Diego goes to the Cleveland Indians. Last night, Zach Britton goes from the Baltimore Orioles to the New York Yankees, and you end up with Nathan Eovaldi. Nathan Eovaldi.
Yuck
is right, Jimmy. So how's he gonna be used? So as I said, Dave Dombrowski and Alex Cora were talking today, heading into tonight's game as they wrap up this series in Baltimore with David Price on the mound. Dombrowski telling reporters that Pomeranz remaining in the rotation despite being pushed back to Tuesday. Brian Johnson shifting to the bullpen will make his start Thursday night in Boston against who's coming up here? The Twins. But Uvalde was scheduled to pitch tomorrow for the Rays against the Marlins on Friday. He's going to go on 9 days.
He was scheduled to pitch today.
Oh, okay.
Against the Yankees this afternoon.
Okay, so here's how the Red Sox rotation is going to line up for their upcoming 10-game homestand. You'll have Brian Johnson Thursday against the Twins, and then Chris Sale, Porcello. Uvalde will go Sunday against Minnesota. So kind of a soft landing for him. He won't go against the Phillies or the Yankees. So they're putting him into the rotation, which I figured. And that's what I was hoping for. Sitting in with Felger earlier today, he thought, considering this guy's stuff, because he throws in the high 90s, he would be best suited for the bullpen. I disagree. Again, with Pomeranz, the way he looked all season, but again, coming back last night, he's a mess. You can't rely on that guy. You can't rely on Eduardo Rodriguez when he comes back from this ankle injury, whenever the hell that's going to be. They needed someone in the rotation, but they still need someone in the bullpen. Dave Dombrowski saying that they had a chance at Zach Britton but didn't want him. This is the better fit. That's embarrassing to say. They better not be done. What they can still add, who knows, but they better not be done. Your thoughts on this move? Nathan Uvalde coming to the Red Sox, 617-779-0985. Proof that they still need help with this bullpen? We'll spin the wheel of gutless bums next on the Baseball Reporters, 98.5 of Sports Hub.
We have the Sox covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5 of Sports Hub. We have the Sox covered. This is the Baseball Reporters. Tony Maserata, show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5 of Sports Hub.
To spin the wheel of gutless bums. Red Sox manager Alex Cora is faced with a tough decision. Who to use in a high leverage situation late in the game? Now, let's spin the wheel.
Thornburg, Kelly, Hembry, Barn.
And today's gutless bum is...
And 1-0 from Joe Kelly. And a base hit punch to right. That'll bring in another run. Nunez will touch home plate. So both of the walks have now scored. Scopes had a really nice night with three RBIs. Cora is coming out.
Yeah, and that single from Jonathan Scope pushed the lead to 3 at that point. I mean, that is just further proof that Dave Dombrowski still needs to try to find some help for the Red Sox bullpen. It is the Baseball Reporters. Jim Murray in for Tony Mazz tonight. 617-779-0985. You want to join the show. That's Alex Cora spinning the wheel of gutless bums in Baltimore and landing on Joe Kelly, who comes in the 6th inning. You know, Joe Kelly, he of the stuff and gas and absolutely no stones. Thus, the reason his name is on the wheel of gutless bums. That 6th inning, in case you weren't watching this right now, and look, I'm not going to hold that against anyone right now, even if you're the most ardent seam head. These games are tough on a night-to-night basis right now when they're playing terrible teams like the Baltimore Orioles. Be that as it may, Kelly comes in, 6th inning, he gets an out, okay, neat, and then he walked Chris Davis. Chris Davis, if you're not paying attention this season, is the worst player in baseball. Literally the worst player in baseball. Look up the stats. His numbers make Jackie Bradley Jr. look like Mickey Mantle. And he let him steal. He's a mess. Joe Kelly's been a mess and has been all month. The numbers to back it up. Month of July, 9 appearances, 6 2/3 innings pitch, 9 runs, 6 walks, 7 strikeouts, an earned run average of 12.15. They have to do something else to add to this bullpen. What that is, I don't know. Feels like you're getting to the bottom of the barrel when the Red Sox add today Nathan Uvalde. But he's going to be in the rotation. So Brian Johnson kicks to the bullpen. Is that the answer? Your thoughts on this? 617-779-0985. Let's start off tonight with Carol in the car. You're first up here in the Baseball Reporters. Hello, Carol. Line 3 there, Jimmy. I'm not sure if I have the control here. I'll put her on.
I can play the role of Carol.
Take the lead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Carol. I didn't get to hear you at first. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Sorry. Hey, how's it going, Jim?
Hi.
I am more a football fan, but I'm a casual baseball fan, but I had to call in today because I was so crazed last night watching that game. We take the lead 3-2 in whatever inning it was, 5th inning, right? And then Pomeranz comes back and gives up the lead, and then there's a rain delay. And honestly, I went to bed, so I didn't care after that, but he's awful. And then our bullpen is awful. We get this guy, I've never heard of him, so again, a casual fan, I need your help to understand who he is. I don't think he's going to do anything for the team. But we need bullpen help. Our bullpen, I probably can't say this word on the radio, but sucks.
Oh, no, you can say sucks. In context, yes.
sorry. And I need you to help me understand. Dombrowski says we could have gotten Zach Britton. Why didn't we get him? What?
Yeah, that,
what are we doing?
That I can't speak to. And I want to pull up a tweet from Tony Maserati last night. He, of course, who normally hosts this show. But and I don't want to give away his source. But Maz had a source, you know, close that he was talking to, even during commercial breaks yesterday, about the potential of the Red Sox making a deal with Baltimore for Zach Britton. And it seemed like they were close. You know, they were in. And all reports said it was basically down to the Red Sox and the Yankees. Turns out the Yankees end up with Britton. Let me pull up Maz's tweet here. But in terms of this move today, how are you supposed to feel good about it? Well, again, it adds depth to the rotation. Eovaldi, I guess. You
know, as we like to say in this program, suck, suck, suck.
Yeah, that's right, Maz.
Just wanted to make that clear.
You did make it clear. He projects to be maybe a fourth starter for this team right now. Add someone that you can hopefully rely on, because Eduardo Rodriguez, who knows when he's coming back from the injury, and if you saw Drew Pomeranz last night, you can't trust him. What he tweeted last night, Maz, about this deal, the potential deal for Britton. From what I gather, the Red Sox did not offer either Brian Mata or Tanner Houck in the talks with Baltimore. The former is not surprising. The latter is at least a little. So for whatever reason, Dombrowski covets these guys and didn't want to give them up for Britton, who was at least, you know, admittedly having a down year, but you still need help in that bullpen. Is adding Eovaldi and then bumping Brian Johnson to the bullpen, because that's what was confirmed today from Dave Dombrowski, that it's going to be Brian Johnson going to the bullpen in the meantime. He'll make one more start tomorrow against the Twins, and to the bullpen he goes. That's the answer? I'm sorry, that's not it. I mean, the hope for me would be Rodriguez comes back, he returns to what he was pre-ankle injury, because he was actually having a damn good season, and I would certainly trust him a hell of a lot more than David Price. So ideally for me, your rotation with four men in the postseason would be, well, obviously Sale, and then I would go Rodriguez, believe it or not, Porcello, and Eovaldi, and I would put Price in the bullpen. That's where he would be best suited. I don't trust David Price to make a start in the postseason. I don't. To trust him at this point is the definition of insanity. If you think that that's going to change with that guy, it's not. But that feels like a pipe dream. It's Brian Johnson going to the bullpen. Let's go to Paul in Maine, who's been hanging for a while here. Paul, you're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Line four there, Jimmy, please. And we put him back on hold. I guess I should not control this. Line four, Jimmy, please.
Nothing going down.
Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
All right. As far as Eovaldi goes, I think we needed to do something with the starting rotation. Dustin Johnson wasn't going to be the answer. Brian Johnson. and, you know, I was just looking at some statistics, and he's actually fifth, Eovaldi is, in the AL in his walk-to-strikeout ratio. So you got a guy who might throw strikes. He's got a hard arm. The question I originally had, though, was if you're looking at the Yankees and the Red Sox going forward into the playoffs, once you get past Sale and Severino, who are you going to hang your hat on? Tanaka, Price, Sabathia, Eovaldi, what's going on here?
Well, Tanaka can be up and down, and Sabathia certainly had, you know, his up and down games against the Red Sox as well. But Tanaka, correct me if I'm wrong, was dominant in a game in the ALDS last year against Cleveland, and then he ended up losing one against Houston. But you know, I would trust Tanaka more than I would trust David Price. Price ain't going to win in the postseason.
I trust Nate Eovaldi more than I trust David Price.
Yeah, me too. I wanted Doug Fister to make starts last year because he had at least won playoff games before. I'm sorry.
Only starter on your staff who had won playoff games
right.
before.
No, I wanted the fist, Jimmy. Let's go to Joe and Peabody with a thought on the Nathan Eovaldi trade today. Go ahead, Joe. Your thoughts on line two, please. Boy, I should just not touch this thing. I am like an old grandpa trying to work a computer.
Put him on hold
time.
Again, please.
All right, let me try it again here.
And I'm going to hang up.
There it is. Hello, Joe.
Hey, you got me?
Yes, I got you. Hello.
All right, Jim, what's up?
What's up?
Do a great job when Mike and Maz aren't there. So my question really is what is the difference this trade has made? Like, what do you see the impact this make at all? Hang up.
Thanks for the call. Well, what the impact is, you don't have to worry about Drew Pomeranz all that much longer, I think, in this rotation. That's about it. That's nothing to get excited about. And here's the thing, too. In the 10 games that this guy started this year, Eovaldi, the numbers aren't all that great. Okay, you know, he has some stuff, and the walk-to-strikeout ratio's nice, but just looking at the win-loss record and the earned run average against bad teams and good teams, not good. Five starts against the likes of the Nationals, Marlins, and Mets. Two against the Nationals, two against the Marlins, one against the Mets. He's 2-1. Earn run average, very respectable. 2-1-0. Okay. Can we get that Nathan Eovaldi? Or you get this Nathan Eovaldi in four starts against some of the Iron League, the A's, the Mariners, the Yankees, and Astros. One win, two losses. But more importantly, the earned run average hovering around 4.5, 4.48. So how do you feel about this today? I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's going to be a major impact move. But again, what did you expect considering that the farm system's barren and old dealer Dave really didn't have much to do here?
You acquired Brian Johnson in the bullpen. That's what you did.
Yeah.
Because basically he's going to move into the bullpen. You know, maybe at some point you acquired Drew Pomerantz in the bullpen. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is you needed a Band-Aid for Eduardo Rodriguez, who I think you and I both know that when he gets hurt, he's gone for months, if not years, generations. Your kids may see him pitch again. I don't know. So you needed something in there. But again, this is as best as this team can get.
And it's been a more bitter pill for me to swallow as this show started, because in case you haven't seen it yet, Jason Mastronato covers the Red Sox for the Boston Herald. He tweeted about this deal. I was okay with it because I wanted some depth for the rotation. I'd like to think Dombrowski's not done dealing between now and next week's trade deadline. They still need to add another arm for the bullpen, maybe even another bat. But then I read this from Jason Mastronato. Dombrowski said today Red Sox were in on Zach Britton. Okay. And had the power to make
that
had the power to make that trade if they wanted to. Wanted to, but felt Nathan Eovaldi was a better fit, which shows the desire to get someone capable of starting. So Brian Johnson, like Hook just said, is the answer.
Lie.
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 That's a lie.
It is. The Yankees
it's
had
a complete lie.
The Yankees had more talent to give to the Orioles. That's why the deal got done, you liar.
Still do.
They still do. They're not done. They're
that
gonna,
is a lie.
Lie, Dave. Lies, 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 lies. They're going to add a starter as well. Oh, that's embarrassing to say. Ugh. So, yay, Nathan Eovaldi, that's the move so far. Whee! Dealer Dave making moves here as we lead into the trade deadline. Your 71-win Red Sox, which I have a little asterisk still attached to. I make no apologies for that. The reason? How can you trust this guy going forward? The window's now. Like, look, Rafael Devers, nice enough player, but if you have to move him to make a bigger splash here, to get a bigger name to add to this bullpen, you got to do it, Dave. Now's the time. The window's open. The window's open to make a move now. We didn't want Zach Britton because Nathan Eovaldi's a better fit. Oh, man. Wow. The balls on him to say that before tonight's
lie.
Game. Lie. Right. Lie.
Lie.
You couldn't pull
That's
it off.
That's a lie.
You didn't have the
it's
ammo.
It's a complete lie.
You're right, Maz. He didn't have the ammo to pull it off. Ooh. Your thoughts. We have one open phone line. You want to join the baseball reporters tonight. 617-779-0985. Maz might not be here in person, but he's here in spirit, obviously. Marshall Hook is as well. He'll get you caught up on this deal for the Red Sox today. Nathan Eovaldi joining the team. Who'd they give up for him? He's going to tell you about that. We'll be back with your calls right after this on the Baseball Reporters 98.5 of Sports Up.
Boston's most comprehensive discussion of everything baseball. The Baseball Reporters 98.5 the Sports Up.
Here's the thing I find most amazing. Baseball gets caught up.
You don't quit on your team.
When you want to win, play through anything.
The Baseball Reporters 98.5. Sports Hub.
Welcome back to the Baseball Reporters. Again, it's Jim Murray in for Tony Maserati tonight. If you want to join the show, 617-779-0985. Interesting 24 hours, last 24 hours for the Red Sox. They lose 7-6 to the Baltimore Orioles. And that game, interesting because, well, Drew Pomerantz comes back, terrible. Joe Kelly, he comes in the sixth inning, terrible. And I think the lack of reliability of those two, specifically Drew Pomerantz, led to what happened today, and that's the Red Sox acquiring Nate Eovaldi from the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for AAA lefty Jalen Beeks, who was the Red Sox, was it sixth best prospect, 15th best prospect? I keep seeing conflicting news on this, Jimmy.
So I go to SoxProspects.com,
okay,
and I say he's number six in the organization.
Yeah, because according to MLB.com, he's the 15th best prospect, but he made his debut this year. Maybe you might remember that one game where, you know, he came in, made a start, looked all right. But either way, Pawtucket, .289 earned run average and 16 starts. So projects to be maybe a fourth or fifth starter. Doesn't feel like that much of a give, but Eovaldi, all right, he's going to start. He's going to schedule to make his first start on Sunday against the Twins. Then he'll go against the Yankees a week from Saturday. So that's going to be the answer here. And now Brian Johnson is going to make one more start tomorrow night against the Twins, and he gets pushed to the bullpen. That from Dave Dombrowski today. That's it. Something else has to happen here, right? Right? While everyone else is getting better, while the A's are getting better, and they go get Jurys Familiar for their bullpen, Brad Hand goes to Cleveland. And of course, Zach Britton, who you were in on, goes to your competitor in the New York Yankees. So your thoughts on all of this at 617-779-0985. Let's go to Jack in Rhode Island. You're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Hello, Jack. Line one. I have to stop. I'll stay away from the phone thing. Go ahead, Jack.
Jim, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
You do an adequate job covering for Maz. I don't appreciate people telling you you do a good job. Let's just get that straight off the bat.
That's fair.
Adequate.
Let's go get Matt Harvey for a sack of baseballs, throw his ass in the bullpen, and see if he can come out firing 98 late in the end of the game.
In theory, Jack, I would be for that. Matt Harvey is certainly not what he used to be when he was with the Mets, but the Mets wanted to do that, and he absolutely refused to. I think he's comfortable playing out his string with the Cincinnati Reds as a starter and nobody having eyes on him anymore. He doesn't want to go to the bullpen. So bag of baseball, sure, in theory, but I don't think that's going to make
Matt Harvey's terrible right now.
Right, he sucks now. Can we go to line two, Jimmy? Sharon in Groton. Go ahead, Sharon. You're next here on the Baseball Reporters.
Yeah, hey, guys. You do a great job. Here we go. I want to open up the wheel of gutless bums at starters. Why do we just have to have relievers? I mean, Pomerantz fits perfectly. Price fits perfectly.
Well, to be fair, Price has had he's going for his 12th win tonight in Baltimore, is that it is? And while he's, not looked all that good against some of the iron of the league, specifically the New York Yankees, he had good starts against Seattle and Houston. So I'm not going to say you need the wheel of gutless bums for the starters. We'll wait for the playoffs. Pomerantz, okay, his name should be on there, but no. We're going to keep that to the bullpen, specifically with Joe Kelly and that performance last night. The numbers he's had this month, awful. Something else still has to happen there. We go to line four. We'll go to Ray and Revere. Go ahead, Ray, on making more additions here of the Red Sox at the trade deadline. You're next on the Baseball Reporters. Hey.
Yeah, listen, I think the Red Sox ought to consider adding payroll. That's the one option they have left for them. And as I see it, they have three areas of need. We always talk about bullpen. But their catching situation is terrible, sub-600 OPS. Swihart is terrible defensively. And I think they need a starting pitcher. When you go up against the top four teams in the American League, the Red Sox really don't stack up from a starting pitching perspective. And I think we'll all be disappointed if they go through this record-setting season and get blown out again in the playoffs because they stop short of having enough to win it all. Because I think they have a window here of maybe 2 or 3 years where they should try to win.
So Ray, look, this Eovaldi move, he's gone. It leaves a lot to be desired, and I know that when you hear names that are being bandied about, like Noah Syndergaard, who the Padres apparently might be in on, or Jake DeGrom with the Mets, I mean, two young stud pitchers under team control, in theory, that would be perfect to add to this rotation. You're not going to get them. You would have to give the Mets someone like Mookie Betts to even get one of those kind of guys. So while I'm with you, I'd like another arm or a better arm than Nathan Eovaldi for the rotation. You're not going to get him, and it would be a tremendous disappointment when this team finishes with 106 wins and they bow out in the first round again. This is why I have the asterisk. It's because the league is down for one, which I've yelled about enough. But I just didn't trust that Dave Dombrowski was going to make any kind of a real impact move at the trade deadline. And thus far, it doesn't feel like he's going to, while everyone else around, especially in the American League, is getting better. And as Hook said, you said it earlier, too. We haven't even talked about the National League teams that have yet to do anything. The Brewers haven't done anything. The Phillies haven't done anything. There's names that are still out there. I mean, I don't get excited about Jay Happ, but he's going to go somewhere. Cole Hamels isn't what he was even 5 years ago. He'll end up somewhere. All these other teams are still going to make moves.
Raisel Iglesias, the closer in Cincinnati who's under team control at reasonable money for years, that guy is definitely going to go somewhere. Matt Harvey, who, flamed out in New York, who has found, some of his swagger back in Cincinnati. They're looking at trading him as well. You're not getting any of them. None of them. Who's pitching the seventh inning for, I don't know, how about the I can't even think of a bad team. They're all bad teams at this point.
Yeah, you only have
the White Sox. Who's pitching the seventh inning for the White Sox right now?
That's who they'll end up with. Right. Francis in the car on line five, Jimmy, if we can go to him. You're next here in the baseball.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Good. Hey, you kind of just touched on what I wanted to ask you about, but when it comes to level of excitement with this team, when the season started, I had very little interest. But between Mookie and JD and the run they've been on, it's starting to sway me again, But then I look at the bullpen and the starters next to Sale, and I want to temper my expectations, and I've been arguing with my buddies about it who are more excited about it. I just want to know, do you think this team can catch lightning, especially with the pitching, and make a run here?
Francis, if I'm keeping it real with you, my friend, I that's why I have the asterisk on the 71 wins. I think they're going to bow out in the first round again. I really do, because I don't trust the pitching outside of Chris Sale. And as fun, look, it has been fun, and your friends are right to kind of give you a lot of crap, because believe me, I've taken it too. There is an it factor, it feels like, with this team in terms of the offense. Look, when Betts hit that grand slam a couple of weeks ago, and it was the emotion after he hit it, I was like, oh, okay. I certainly hadn't seen that before. J.D. Martinez has been a revelation in that offense. They certainly, I couldn't have been more wrong about that move. So, all right, kudos and a hat tip to you, Dave Dombrowski, on that one. J.D. Martinez has been ridiculous and is arguably the MVP of the American League. So the offense has been great. They've been fun to watch. They're giving you something, enjoyable on a night-to-night basis. But, again, the league is down. When they've gone up against the Yankees this last time, they got their asses kicked in 2 out of 3 games, and David Price was embarrassed on national television on a Sunday night in what was an incredibly important game. And he gave up 5 moonshots to the Yankees. And, by the way, in case you don't know about the next 10 games coming up for the Red Sox, that Sunday night game that wraps up the 4-gamer against the Yankees, you know who's going to be on the mound? David Price again. That'll be must-see television. So, I my level of excitement for the team, it's what it's been last year or two, like in the last couple of years. Like, I'd love to be proven wrong about them. I just feel like a lot of this feels like fool's gold to me. Unless Dave Dombrowski can somehow, miraculously, pull off another move here to really shore up that bullpen, and I can trust that a bit more. Because I think the flaws are fully on display. And you see them in a game like last night. Even though they've been on this run and they're beating up this terrible Orioles team. Okay, yay. Drew Pomeranz comes back to make his start after injury, and he gets his face ripped off. And the bullpen, which I don't trust at all, and which has been a red herring for this team, I don't care what the numbers are. Kelly comes in, and he blows up again, too. Like, those guys you can't trust in high-leverage situations. I don't trust Matt Barnes in the same situation that Joe Kelly was in last night. Heath Embry, I don't care how hard he's been throwing and how much better he's looked. I don't. They still need more help. So the 71 wins, asterisk. Ben and Hingham, you're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Hello. Line 3, if we could, please.
Red Sox would just get crushed embarrassingly in the first round.
What's up? Ben, you're like talking to air. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, we all know that the Red Sox will certainly get crushed in the first round of the playoffs. But I figured out D.O. Dave's grand strategy. He's built a staff of strong arms. He's got, the pickup of Uvalde, Pomeranz, Kelly, Burns, Thornburg, return of Rodriguez, possibly. But possibly they're going to use him Tampa Bay style in the playoffs. And then I think, lastly, I think certainly that Cora is going to use the wheel of the gutless bums in the dugout. Just spin the old big wheel of gutless bums and see what happens in the playoffs.
Well, that thing is a hit. And thanks for the call, Ben. That thing has been a hit for the disgruntled Red Sox fan like myself, the wheel of gutless bums. Jimmy, we should make shirts. And I think, can we do that? Can we make a round of wheel of gutless bum shirts? And we can.
Oh, I hope so.
We can get the profits from that.
I need an I Believe shirt, though, first.
I know that, look, I've been hard on this team, and I probably, way too much. They have been extremely enjoyable this summer. 71 wins. It's no joke. They're a good team. They are a good team, but I still need to see it against the better competition. And finally, we'll get some of that coming up here after this, hideous Twins series coming up. You'll get the Philadelphia Phillies, and then you'll get the Yankees again for a 4-gamer. And then, okay, I will gladly erase the asterisk. I'll bring in my whiteboard, and you can see it on the simulcast of Felger and Mass. If they can prove me wrong against the Yankees, I'll gladly take that off. Because I said last night with Maz, for all intents and purposes, to me, it does feel like the American League East is wrapped up. The Red Sox got it. Because the Yankees have been reeling here for the last 15, 16 games or so. Even though they're making better additions than you are, they get Zach Britton, you don't. But Dave Dombrowski wants to look you, the Red Sox fan, in the eye and say, oh, no, Nathan Eovaldi was the better option. The better option was adding to our rotation with Nathan Eovaldi, and we put Brian Johnson in the bullpen.
Lie!
Lie.
Lie.
A giant
That's a lie.
It is a lie, Maz.
It's a complete lie.
It is. They couldn't make the move because they didn't have the ammunition to pull it off. That's the truth.
That is a lie.
It is a lie. And I'm fed up, and most Red Sox fans should be too, despite the 71 wins.
The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, The Sports Hub.